And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 4th of April, 2015. It was on this day in 1818, Congress decided the flag of the United States would consist of 13 red and white stripes and 20 stars, with a new star to be added for each new state. It was on this day in 1968, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, standing on the balcony of his room on the second floor of the Lorraine Motel in Memphis at 6:01 in the evening. He'd gone to Memphis to support a strike by black sanitation workers, and the night before he'd given a speech in the Masonic Temple in Memphis in which he said, "I just want to do God's will. I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land." It's the birthday of the blues great Muddy Waters, born McKinley Morganfield in Rolling Fork, Mississippi, 1915. Taught himself to play harmonica and guitar, played on the south side of Chicago in bars, and in 1950 he made his first recording for Chess Records, a tune called Rolling Stone. And it's the birthday of Marguerite Duras, born in a small village in French Indochina, near what is now Saigon, 1914. Her parents had left France to teach in Indochina. Her dad died. She grew up in poverty. When she was a teenager, she became lovers with a wealthy older Chinese man whom she met on a ferry between Sa Dec and Saigon, and she would write about him for the rest of her life in autobiographical works like The Lover, which was an international bestseller in 1984. Marguerite Duras, who said, "You have to be very fond of men, very, very fond. You have to be very fond of them to love them. Otherwise, they're simply unbearable." Here's a poem for today by Hayden Carruth entitled "The Cows at Night." The moon was like a full cup tonight, too heavy, and sank in the mist soon after dark, leaving for light faint stars and the silver leaves of milkweed beside the road gleaming before my car. Yet I like driving at night in summer and in Vermont, the brown road through the mist of mountain dark among farms so quiet and the roadside willows opening out where I saw the cows. Always a shock to remember them there, those great breathings close in the dark. I stopped and took my flashlight to the pasture fence. They turned to me where they lay, sad and beautiful faces in the dark, and I counted them 40 near and far in the pasture, turning to me, sad and beautiful, like girls very long ago who were innocent and sad because they were innocent and beautiful because they were sad. I switched off my light, but I did not want to go, not yet, nor knew what to do if I should stay, for how in that great darkness could I explain anything, anything at all? I stood by the fence, and then, very gently, it began to rain. A poem by Hayden Carruth, "The Cows at Night," from his collected shorter poems, published by Copper Canyon Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. Throughout the month of April, their favorite poem project, Florida, invites Floridians to submit their favorite poem. Florida-based listeners can submit their nominations at poetryfoundation.org/favorite poem Florida. And by Progressive Insurance with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.